Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Betty Slip on Sunday, the 26th of June. Have you missed me? Apologies. The dog was not well again. She's all right. Well, she seems all right today. Seems better. And that's taken our time. And then obviously getting everything else done. Just been busy in amongst all that. Obviously, Ultimate has launched, so if you are an existing Ultimate member, you have until next Friday to secure your discount. We've made further improvements this year. The sheets will be up earlier every day, 10 past 8-ish, quarter past 8. All the sheets, Tuesdays and Fridays, and any other days that we need to do, depending on how this schedule works out with the World Cup. And we've added Poisson for all 11 leagues now. All the leagues that we cover on Ultimate will be on a Poisson sheet. Obviously, the new ones, I'm not sure whether we'll have any history on them. I need to confirm that. And we're adding the six-game form to the Poisson as well. So, obviously, it won't come out until we've had 8 games. But when that starts to come out, it will be populated with form and more leagues, and then we're looking at the analysis tools for Power Builder for goal markets and things. So yes, so all improved, going to be much more specific education around it going forward as well, and getting people using it properly. So existing members, if you want to rejoin, can you do so this week, because you will save yourself £100, and then anybody who wishes to sign up, we have got a waiting list. If you email dave@ftsincome.co.uk intimating that you'd like to, he will make sure that you get dropped an invite to sign up when it opens, and then any spaces after that, if we do have any, we'll just make generally available. So current members or last year's members now, then people on Dave's waiting list, and then anything after that will be widely available. I will then be moving into sorting FTS data out, and that again we're making changes to. I'll have more details on that over the next couple of weeks. I'm not sure whether we'll have that fully implemented by the time Belgium starts, but certainly as we move into August, we'll hopefully have those changes on the sheets and changes to improvements to FTS data. And then once I've done that, I can start to make some videos on those sheets as well. So there's just a fair bit going on. The whole thing is obviously get the structure and then focus on teaching you guys how to use it. What else have we got? What else? The golf will continue. Oh, and then we'll sort the racing side of it out. So yeah, so it hasn't been that we've not been doing stuff. I just have not had time to sit and talk waffle for a while. I will do some mindset pods. I hope to do one this week. Again, it just depends on time and the dog. Hopefully she is better today. I just hope that continues. Tends to be, I think, if the hot weather seems to make her worse. So hopefully we get a bit cooler this week and she can get back to normal. But it's just a recurrence of what happened before. She's getting fluid around her heart. And we don't know the reason why. And they give her tablets. Well, they put her to sleep, syringe it all out, which isn't very pleasant and is quite dangerous for her, obviously, in case they puncture the heart walls or touch the heart. And then once they've done that, they have to give her a load of tablets to get the heart pumping faster, which helps remove the fluid, and diuretics so that she pees it out all over the flipping shop as well. But she does seem better today, but it's just something that apparently that can happen to dogs, and if they have it once, they tend to get it again. So it might be something that we just have to live with. It's hard work when it happens, because we need to get her treated. Anyway, enough of that. Terrible in America, isn't it? Absolutely. I do not genuinely know. I mean, that fucking idiot saying he's going for 3 terms, do me a favour. And then what happened? I mean, that country is absolutely fucking mental. You've now got a Supreme Court that just has no credence whatsoever. Everything is down these partisan party lines, as the great Paul Hee. I was talking to Gaz Smith. Happy birthday for Friday, Gary Smith, and happy birthday today, Nick Drury. I don't know what was going on in the Septembers round about the 70s, but everybody seems to have their birthdays around this time. So, obviously, early 70s. September was the time. Pack the kids off to school and jump in the sack. Is that what your mums and dads were doing? But I spoke to Gaz in the week and mentioned Paul Heaton. As from a great Paul Heaton lyric life, many hang their heads in shame who used to hold them high. That's how I see it. Everything is just going absolutely down the toilet. And it's the rationale that people give for things. The absolute rationale. You know, you take America now. You can't have an abortion, but once the baby's born, it can be fucking shot with a fucking gun. And that seems to be how the balance is. It's absolutely fucking mental. Kids getting shot in schools, and everything is done to protect their right to walk around being able to do that with AK-47s, but a woman can't make a choice on what she wants to do. And as somebody who's got a daughter who's had an abortion, and it is a horrific time, Sam was absolutely devastated when that happened. But still, it's the choice, and that person should be free to weigh up what they want to do. And for a fucking bunch of crusty old blokes or fucking religious fanatics to be able to get involved is absolutely fucking nuts. And we are going back in time, not forward in everything. This country's going back in time. People like fucking Rees-Mogg, they want us living in the 1700s. I honestly do not know how people get up in the morning and vote for these fucking morons. The whole thing needs a fucking shift, a whole change. I'm getting closer and closer to running, I'm telling you. Right, what else have we got? Golf. I put a little bit in the room this morning. Scheffler ran off and trying to make me look silly, but no, he won't win tonight. I'm fairly confident he won't win as well. Of course, it'll be another Tiger roll, add it onto the thing, but I'm fairly confident that Scheffler doesn't get the job done tonight. Or Schofield, sorry, not Scheffler, Schofield. Scheffler's very good. He may win, but no, Xander Schofield. See? Right, I think that's it. I don't think I've... Oh, testimonials. Thank you ever so much for the testimonials. We've had quite a few video ones. Thanks, guys. I know that it's not the... it can be intimidating. We're going to give 10 draw places to the video ones, just for the guys for making an effort. Thank you ever so much. So you got, about 4 days to get those in. And if you want to do a written one, then just drop a written one in on an email. Only has to be a few lines. And I will draw that out this week. Depending on how many we've got, I might offer another prize. I might offer something to do with FTS data and the new setup. To get somebody making that, so I might give some free sub to that for a period of time and a little bit of help on how to use it. But I'll see how many we've got come the 30th, then I will draw that out, but the winner will get a grand and I'll tell him exactly how to use it. So we're going to give 10 spots to the video ones, a couple of spots to all the written ones. Thank you for those who've done it. If you've got one, send it in to Ian at ftsincome.co.uk or Dave at ftsincome.co.uk, video or email, by the 30th, and we will draw the winner out just after that. Thank you ever so much. Dave's doing something with them. Thank you to all those who have written in, and it can be about anything, bit, slip, whatever. Right, I'm out of here. Done happy birthdays. Done ultimate. I'm sure there's some other stuff I just can't remember. Life's been a bit chaotic this last week. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy your Sunday. Nearly flipping July. Unbelievable. Football season starts in about 3 weeks' time now, doesn't it? And then we're all off again. Right, I'm out of here. I will try and get... I want to get the written blogs up. I don't want to do a load of mindset ones, and I've got a load of rights. I'm trying to catch them up, so I want to get the written blogs up. But I will try and do a mindset podcast this week, and I'll be back with you all. I'm not going to say Monday for certain, but Monday or Tuesday, I'll definitely get one out, and we will get back into the routine of them once the all the pre-season stuff is sorted out. But don't forget, Ultimate members, check your email, sign up now. I don't want anybody whinging, all the price has gone up. We try and lock it in so that we can put it to bed. Then we've got our members and we can focus on dealing with them. There's no catches or agendas. It's literally, the season is 3 weeks away. We need to get your members area open, and we get a ton of queries about stuff then and setting people up. And I can't have it all going on at the same time. So jump on now. It is a fantastic setup. It's going to be get better and better. So jump in now and get it done. Right, arrivederci. Have a lovely Sunday. Happy birthday, Nick. Enjoy your day with your kids or whatever you're doing. And I will speak to you all in the week.